Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com. where you can join their team. You can do that today, actually.
You know how we made fun of cakes like 3 or 4 years ago when we went bowling? I know we make fun of them all the time.
I know. I think he had the high score, though. He had the bragging rights with the high score.
I don't remember that.
Well, remember we made fun of him because he injured his finger bowling?
My right thumb.
Oh, it was your thumb.
My thumb went numb. I had tingling and numbness in my thumb literally for a year.
But it went away.
Went away. It's fully functional.
Fully functioning. Okay.
Look at that silly. Look at that digit.
I injured the tip of my finger the other day. It was like a weird thing. I gripped something weird. Yeah. Like when I had the golf club in my hand, my right pointer finger. And I'm going to be honest with you. It's been bothering me. Just the tip right here.
Just the tip.
I just re-injured it. This is gross. Wiping. I'm not kidding. I just re-injured it, and now it's red and swollen. Like, I jammed it. I was grabbing the toilet paper, and I jammed it.
Jam. I hope you washed your hands thoroughly.
I jammed it, and it's swollen and red.
Did you jam it on, like, the dispenser or, like, your butt?
Jam.
I think it's when I grabbed the toilet paper and I hit my other hand. Mm. Like I kind of grabbed it and then
because
I always want to make sure there's no finger showing, right?
Yeah.
So I want to clump it and make sure it's all covered and now it's the tip of my finger hurts like you wouldn't believe.
Does it feel like the guy's finger that Gyllenhaal broke when he had the gun?
Yes.
That guy was so pissed.
That's Bob Menery. He did it to Bob Menery.
By the way, speaking of being at the Roadhouse screening, I wasn't prepared for the space age setup in the sinks in the men's room. I've never seen it before.
I have never seen that before. They have those in the rest stops.
I've never seen that.
In the newer rest stops.
They have not only the water gets dispensed out of the faucet.
The air.
Then they have handlebars off the side where you dry your hands right there in the sink.
They're really good, though.
So stupid.
Powerful.
Yesterday, I put the soap on my hands, and then I put my hands underneath the blow part, and I blew soap on the guy next to me by accident. I couldn't figure them out.
It is becoming complicated.
It's very complicated.
I will go into an effing bathroom, and I put my hands under the sink, and nothing happens.
I know.
And I go from sink to sink to try to get some effing water.
I know. They're always out of either the hand soap or something doesn't
Everything's so complicated.
It is.
I thought the seats, did they have
the seats
heaters?
They had heaters and coolers.
Yeah.
They had both. And, of course, they reclined.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They were comfy.
If you wanted a warm butt, you could have.
Oh, that's a good spot.
I turned the heat on at first. Too hot. Had to turn it off.
That's a good spot. Hot. Yeah, it's good.
It's fantastic.
And I didn't have any popcorn, by the way.
Oh, I
noticed. Did you not have any?
I didn't have any popcorn.
I did not get my own bag of popcorn.
You put your hand in
somebody's. Well, that means he shared with somebody.
Who'd you have
Somebody sitting next to me.
Mike Marr.
Was it
Mike
Marr? Me a little bit.
Or is it?
It's tough to stop once you get that taste.
So do you want to admit right now to your buddy Cork how much you had? How many handfuls?
I had a few handfuls.
Yeah.
No popcorn. Although I did see this guy. He was very slender. He was when he went up to get his popcorn.
Okay.
It was a pro move. He says, can I just have a quarter of the bag?
Ooh, that is a pro move.
So that way he doesn't eat too much?
Yeah, that way he just doesn't get a bellyache, but it also satisfies his popcorn craving.
Well, halfway through, I'd eaten half of the bag, and I crinkled the bag to not eat any more.
Yeah.
And then it just was calling me 8 to 10 minutes later.
Yeah.
And then I uncrinkled it when, like, I didn't want to disturb the crowd because of all the snappy repartee between all the actors. I didn't want to mess up a line. So yeah. I waited until
Plot twist, too.
It was like a motorcycle. And I undid my popcorn, and then I had a little bit more. I didn't finish the bag, but it's pretty close.
I wasn't even thinking about popcorn until about halfway through the movie, and I looked down, and Michael Marr has his popcorn box, like, slanted towards me and open, like, 6 inches from my hand.
He's taunting you.
He's taunting. Yeah. He was taunting me with it. In fact, he may have been a plant, for all I know. Like, he may have been told to do that by Cork.
That's a very good point.
You didn't think about popcorn. As soon as you open the doors, the smell hits you.
I know.
And then you have to have it.
I blew past it.
How do you blow past it?
I beat temptation for, like, an hour. And then it was right next to my fingers.
Yeah.
It was unfair.
And then did you ask, or you just went in there and went and did you ask, or did you just grab some?
No, I think, yeah, I maybe pointed at it. What are you doing?
Gestured
here?
Towards
and
it.
Goes, you want some? And I said, no.
Yeah.
And then, like, 3 minutes later, I cracked.
Yeah. I did about a quarter of a bag because I'm on a diet too. Somewhat.
I should be on a diet. I just crushed it.
And of course,
you fumbled the entire bag.
Of course, Drab and I, as we walked out, we refilled our sodas at the freestyle Coke machine, which is one of the greatest inventions of the 21st century, in my opinion.
Well,
all the different flavors and all the different
mixes.
I think
it is a very cool invention if you're addicted to soda.
What is your go-to there?
My go-to is Coke Zero. During the movie, I had lime flavored. On the way home, when I wanted to jerk the wheel into the traffic
when you
that
sat
wasn't
for
moving,
75 minutes.
Cherry vanilla.
Cherry vanilla.
Yes. It's kind of exotic.
Flavored Coke Zero.
So you mentioned something. I've talked about this before, but you mentioned, like, you think the greatest invention, and I know you're doing somewhat sticky.
It's one of the.
One of the greatest inventions is the soda dispenser.
The freestyle Coca-Cola machine.
Right. Don't you guys all agree, besides the internet, which is, I think, that's the biggest, right?
Yeah.
That's the biggest advancement of the last 100 years or probably.
100 years?
50 years, at least the last 50 years.
At least
in
last,
our lifetime.
Last 50 years,
the internet is the, I think. Don't you think? The internet's the biggest advancement.
Probably number two to the wheel.
Well, in the last 50
all
years.
Time, but all last time. 50, yeah. Last 50. Okay. I think if you take the internet out of the equation, GPS has affected our
it's
life.
Pretty damn good
it's
one.
The greatest.
It's a big one.
Like, I couldn't function. Like, I've been to the borough before. And I was having a difficult time finding it.
Yeah.
GPS is unreal.
Well,
changed our life.
I used to be a courier.
Yeah.
And I had an ABC map.
Yeah, I know.
I don't even know if I can read it. You gave me another ABC map. I don't think I can get somewhere.
My dad would get a new
so
Rand
used to
McNally
GPS.
Every year.
Sure, everybody did.
Yeah.
Everybody had map. I mean, map fold-out
I think
maps
of
in their cars.
All the modern events. Take internet out of the equation. I think GPS, it affects your life more than anything.
Cell phones, GPS.
Yeah, cell phones.
You don't even need GPS that often because
I need it every day.
I know, but if you weren't relying on it so much, you would pay attention to the signs and you would know where you're going all the time.
No, but even
you're
that.
You're so reliant on it.
So there's one, that's true. It's like, that's true. Like, you don't memorize numbers the way you used to because your phone. I understand that point. But you also need it. I know where I'm going, but traffic. Real-time traffic updates. You know, it takes me,
It's big, but
and when I make a bad turn or something, boom, gets me right. I mean, I think it's incredible.
It's big, but I agree with Drab. Cell phones,
more valuable. It dominates our life. I kind of consider that in the internet realm, but okay, if you want to say that's a separate thing, it is. Okay, cell phone.
I mean, I used to say back in the day, I would rather lose my kids in the mall than my cell phone.
Hey, I'll give you $100 if you can get to Lorton within an hour. Do you think you could do it?
Without use of
GPS or anything.
100%. To Lorton? I mean, I could.
Yeah, I'm talking about Eric.
Okay.
I mean, I've been to Lorton. Yeah, I think I could.
But
I
easy. You just hop just on 95 south.
I was just going to go 95 south. But we've done this bit before. Cakes and I tried to get home. They dropped us. They blindfolded us during the show.
But what if you gave him like a high school in Lorton? Could you get to the high school in Lorton?
Golf course, Laurel Park.
Yeah.
Yeah, would you be able to get to Laurel Park in an hour?
Could I use a map? Like not a Google map, but like a fold-out map.
How are you supposed to find something without a map?
Yeah, you definitely have to use a map.
Signs.
Yeah.
Huh? Signs.
Well, like the bit we did is...
There won't be a high school with signs. You're not going to find a high school.
They blindfolded us and they dropped us off in the middle of Northern Virginia. We didn't know. It turns out I think they dropped us off in Burke.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
And we said, who's going to get back to Fairfax first?
I don't know. Who? Yeah. And then we took the blindfold off. And then who could get home first? And Cakes beat me.
Yeah, not home, it was back to the studios.
I have an inner Vasco da Gama in here, like an explorer. I know my way around.
By the way, I've looked at a couple of lists of the most influential inventions
in the last 50 years.
Yeah. And I mean, we pretty much nailed one list, top six, started with cell phone, the smartphone, electric cars is two.
That's a joke.
3D printers, four.
That's way too high.
Wi-Fi, four.
Wi-Fi, bump that up on the list.
AI, five. Not Allen Iverson, artificial intelligence, and GPS, six. But the other one, list had one that was kind of off board. You wouldn't think about it, but it's pretty big. Okay. Birth control pill.
That's a big one.
Pretty big innovation.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, but I'm undefeated. I'm
taking cell phone over that.
Yeah. DNA testing, kind of big. Mm.
That's how they found the Golden State Killer.
Not that practical in our everyday lives.
Non-invasive laser and robotic surgery.
I think that's incredible.
Those are big developments.
I think all those surgeries are incredible.
Here's one you'd probably sleep on. Barcodes and scanners.
Barcodes are pretty amazing. Like, I mean, everything has a barcode. Like, this barcode on my Coke Zero is exclusive to this product, but there are probably billions of these around the world, and they're all just little variations.
And you can check out quickly. Boom. You don't need to deal with the cashier.
It's amazing. It's actually amazing.
My wife was calling me a dinosaur recently because I haven't put my ID and everything on my phone. Because now you got to I'm not a Starbucks consumer.
Put it on your Google Wallet.
Just at Starbucks just whips out their phone. Boop.
Right.
Boop.
Yeah. I'm not a huge Starbucks guy, but when I travel, I will be. And I have now gotten used to
Pay.
I've gotten used to the app where you just order the joint from the motel. So then you drive by, it's right there, wait for
you. That's very nice.
But how do people not just go in there and just steal all the coffees? I mean, they're just sitting there. Any dummy could go in there.
But do you use your phone to pay now?
No.
Well, I mean,
I'm a dinosaur.
Yeah.
I drive up to McDonald's and say, do you want to use the app? I say, no. Give me my Happy Meal.
Right.
And give me some
one
dogs,
cheeseburger, please.
And give me
a credit card is that out of date?
Kind of.
I like getting my credit card points.
No, you'll still get your points. You just you upload your credit card to the phone.
And I know I should
use the
it
phone
because right. you get.
I don't do that.
You get free food in the app if you order through the app. I don't care.
Yeah.
I just want. It's easier for me just to talk to the guy.
Yeah,
the dummy
I always
in
get
the
annoyed when I go to the drive-thru at McDonald's and they always say, "Do you want to use the app or?" I never understand. I'm like, I'm here. I'm at the effing drive-thru. Why would I want to use the app?
Well,
in the drive-thru and the app be?
No, they're asking you if you ordered through the app. They're not asking you if you want to use the app there.
I figured if you ordered on the app, you would just walk in and pick up your stuff.
No, you drive through and say, my code is 9520. Like, oh, hello, Mr. Bickle.
That's exactly why they're asking.
Here's your filet of fish or whatever
you order. You know, when you go to Chick-fil-A, they bring it out to you or you go in.
Right.
You don't do a drive-thru.
You have a drive-through option, but why would you do that? Why would you sit in a mind-numbing drive-through line when you can just back into like space 18 and somebody can bring it to you?
Right. I did the drive-through last night.
Hmm.
I mean, a ton of people do it. Why would you?
I've done drive-through. Don't act like I haven't. A couple days ago, I was running.
But when you're using the app,
I was running so pure at the McDonald's drive-through. I pulled in the O-Town. It's a double drive-through. Yeah. I always want to take the inside lane.
Why? What's the difference?
I always want the inside lane because if there are two cars and I'm on the inside and someone on the outside,
if you're leaving at the exact same second.
He thinks it's the Daytona 500.
Yes, it's just like you always want the inside track. Duh. If we both finish our orders at the same time, I have the inside track. I can get in front of that person.
Yeah, but if
you never want to be held on the outside.
If they leave a tenth of a second,
common sense.
If they leave a tenth of a second before you, they're going to be ahead of you.
Tell Bickle about Baseball Cakes' line.
What? What do you mean? Baseball?
I walked out of the studio.
Baseball Cakes. He's an expert.
Baseball Cakes walked out of the studio like 20 minutes ago, and I glanced up, at the stupid high Dodgers score. Padres right. game. It was like 11-9. I quipped, good defense being played in the game.
Right, he said good defense.
And then he meant pitching.
He meant
turns out there have been a couple errors.
Although the Dodgers do have two E's.
Thank you.
All baseball pitches is
ahead of the curve. I'm just ahead of the curve.
You are.
I knew it. Yeah,
you
the
just said your jar didn't mixed up. That's all.
Yeah, that's all. It's no big deal.
All right. All right. So when we come back, we'll talk some NCAA hoops. I know Bickle's very excited. By the way, in our survivor pool, we're up to 11 guys.
What happens if people don't submit their picks?
They're out.
I'm going to ask John Fanta.
It's got to be before 12:10. 12:15.
Whose favorite mid seed pick is today?
All right,
I'm
going to
be selfish. Yeah.
Oh, I know good. He's got a big upset.
Use your mid seeds early.
I know he does have a big double digit seed upset. Today.
Well, unless I get crazy, I'm probably going to pick like a 6-8 seed at the worst. I want to survive till tomorrow.
He'll be out.
Yeah, I might be out. I might be done.
I took a high seed.
Yeah, okay, that might be my tack too. All right, when we come back, John Fanta from Fox joins us to talk March Madness. Coming up.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
9:45, you'll have a chance to win tickets to Jeff Lynn's ELO tour at Capital One Arena. Chris Brown, also at Capital One Arena, will play March Madness, teams that did not qualify for the NCAA tournament. But right now, we will talk about teams that made the big dance with John Fanta. He's on the BetQL guest hotline, college hoops broadcaster and reporter for Fox, host of the Big East Shootaround. John, thanks for joining us, man. We really appreciate the time, especially at this busy, busy time of the year for you. How are you?
Guys, I'm doing great. Happy March. Mm-hmm. Here we go. It's like Christmas. It's my favorite sports day of the entire year. It's just nonstop chaos for over 12 hours.
It's big. Where will we watch these games today? At home? Taking notes?
I will be home today to watch everything. I'll be doing work for FoxSports.com throughout the day, different video and written analysis. And then tomorrow I will head to Brooklyn for Florida Atlantic Northwestern, UConn Stetson, and the nightcap Duke and Vermont. And Wisconsin, James Madison, some trendy upset potential.
Yes,
there.
John,
I agree.
I saw a video of you on the court at the Big East tournament last week where you were hyping up Red Panda, who, in my humble opinion, she is the greatest halftime show in, I think, the history of the planet.
Yep.
I mean, she's amazing at what
she
does.
Is that the tosses up the ball.
On the unicycle.
Yeah, she's the acrobat.
I've seen her live at Virginia Tech games, and she is unbelievable.
Yeah, sick talent.
She really is something else. She is, and she's in her 60s.
Wow, mm-hmm. Didn't know that.
It's incredible.
Getting it done.
And she's the nicest person. She's so humble. You know, she's got a whole game plan before we get started. She's got, I meet with her in the back, mm-hmm. and you've got, when you're tossing the bowls, you have to be at a certain angle then once you're done, because you don't want to get in her peripheral. She's got a whole strategy here, guys. But to be great, the best, the best are very detailed in their approach.
Yes.
And Red is definitely detailed in what she does.
Certainly.
One of the all-time GOATs. She should be in the Basketball Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I agree.
I like it.
All right, so first game today, Mr. Fanta, is Michigan State and Mississippi State. All right. Izzo is a slight favorite over Mississippi State. I actually like Mississippi State in this game. They're athletic as hell. Their wings are athletic. Hubbard's awesome at point. Tyson Walker could be the best player on the floor at any given time.
Yeah.
But, you know, Izzo's tough to bet against in the tournament. I get it. I just kind of like Mississippi State here. Your thoughts on the very first game out of the chute?
Well, I agree that I think that Mississippi State is the better team, more physical team, more athletic team.
Mm-hmm.
But if I was a betting man, mm-hmm. and, of course, nobody's going to do this today, and I don't blame you. If you gave me an order of the 16 games today and said, which ones would you most like to wager on? I would put this last.
Mm-hmm.
and because I just have a real hard time going against Tom Izzo.
I know. It's tough.
Like it's like playing a game with the devil. It's a really rough idea. You know, you've got to sit down across the table and go against that. At the end of the day, if this is a close game down the stretch, they've got Tyson Walker, and Mississippi State has Josh Hubbard, but Tyson Walker's been here before and knows what it takes to win and can hit the clutch shots.
He's so good.
He is so good. And Michigan State guards, you know, they're ninth in KenPom defense efficiency. Now, Mississippi State is 18th. I think that for me, my issue with Michigan State all year long has been their inability to create tempo. You have Tyson Walker, you have Jaden Akins, you have Malik Hall who can stretch the floor, you have A.J. Hogard who did a lot of talking in October, never lived up to it. Like, this is a day for Hogard to be very big. If he has a good game, Michigan State will win this basketball game. But he's been so inconsistent, it's hard to say. It's really hard to say. So, Tolu Smith, and you said it with Hubbard, like that kid, if folks haven't watched him, he is a stud.
He's a freshman
averaging 17 points per game.
Yep.
That's opened up. Josh Hubbard has opened up Chris Jan's offense. And, you know, they've got six guys averaging at least 6.5 points per game. So, I expect Michigan State to pack it in a little bit, make Mississippi State beat them from three. Mississippi State's not a great perimeter shooting team, but neither are the Spartans. I think this goes right down to the wire, and I will go with you. I think Mississippi State is the better team.
All right, 11s and 12s last year, I think, went 1-7 in the first round. So wasn't a great tournament for them in the first. But you've got a couple. You got Duquesne playing BYU today. That's an 11. You've got who are the other 11s playing? You've got McNeese, the 12, playing Gonzaga. And there is another 11 playing. I think it's Oregon against South Carolina. So
yes.
Out of those
yes.
11s and 12s today, two 11s and a 12, do you like any of those to win outright?
Yeah, I do. And since 2010, six seeds are 27 and 25 against 11s.
Wow.
So
basically 500.
Basically.
Mm-hmm.
I like Oregon.
Okay.
And I'll tell you what, they have caught fire. They're finally healthy. And Folly Dante has been terrific for this team here as of late, 16-9 per game. He is a presence on the interior for Dana Altman. Jermaine Cuisenard, this is a guy who's really come on here. And Jackson Shellstad, the freshman, you're talking about a guy who went for 17 in the Pac-12 tournament final, had 21 in the semifinal win over Arizona. Right now, Shelstad is in a zone, and they can give it to Dante in the post. He gets it done. I mean, in the Pac-12 championship game, Dante had 25 points, guys. He went 12 for 12 from the floor. That's an incredible line.
Mm-hmm.
Incredible line. 12 for 12.
Yep.
I don't remember the last time I saw that in New Orleans in a championship game.
Yeah.
So offensively, they're dangerous. You know, they scored 75 against Colorado, a Colorado team that won a tournament game last night, and they only went 2 of 17 from 3.
Mm.
And they still scored 75 points.
Right.
I like Oregon quite a bit. I have McNeese. I do. I'm going with the Shocker here. I like Will Wade, and I like the Cowboys. And I look at this team with Shahada Wells. You know, he went into Ann Arbor against a bad Michigan team, but he got on the national map when he went in there and single-handedly won them the game. But it's more than just that. Four guys in double figures. They really move the basketball well. They are a dangerous team here, and whoever was going to get them was going to have to put up with a team that takes care of the basketball, has a top 50 offense, and does enough defensively that says, yeah, they can be scary. So 30-3 on the year. I also think Gonzaga is overrated. Gonzaga was in the last four in, first four out 4 weeks ago. How are they now a five seed? They got moved up a seed line because BYU can't play on Sundays. So BYU got moved down to the sixth line. That's literally how that went. It was a seeding thing with BYU not being able to play on Sundays with what the school has religiously. So I do like McNeese. I do like Oregon, and I don't think it'll stop there. You know, I like 11 seed New Mexico to make the Sweet 16.
Mm.
I don't like Duquesne. Give me BYU big.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be surprised if NC State got done. My other 12 over a 5 is James Madison over Wisconsin. Wisconsin has the worst 3-point field goal percentage defense in the entire field. James Madison is 16-0 when they shoot at least 37% from three.
Yeah, that's going to be fun, and I'm certainly pulling for them. I think that Kansas is in trouble. I think Samford is good. I watched them. I only watched them a couple times in their conference tournament. Their coach was a high school coach just like 4 years ago. It's Bucky McMullen. It's a crazy story. But Kansas is in trouble because, first of all, they're not deep. We had Hunter Dickinson on the show on Tuesday. You know, he's banged up with the shoulder. He's going to go. But Kevin McCullough out, who is obviously one of their best players. So they're not deep anyway. And then you're taking McCullough out, and you got a banged up Hunter. I think they're in trouble. I don't know if I'd pick Samford here. I definitely would take him plus the points. But I would not be surprised if Samford pulled this one off.
I wouldn't be either. I wouldn't be surprised either, just because McCullough means everything to Kansas. And I don't know what Kansas is. This, to be honest, guys, this is one of the weaker mental teams that Bill Self's had. I don't like them mentally. I think that they wither in games at times when they've gone downhill. And it just doesn't seem like they possess a lot of toughness. So to me, you know, this is a really rough failure if Kansas is a first-round exit after getting Hunter Dickinson.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the thing about Dickinson is he's been a great player, but he hasn't been a winner at a high level at the college level.
Mm.
Not enough, anyways. Not enough compared to how much we talked about him in the offseason. And you could say, wow, John, you're being harsh on a player. Well, he's getting paid seven figures.
Yes, he is.
So let's be real here.
And that's why he went to Kansas, because he thought he could win a national championship. Plus, the money was good.
He could win a national championship, and let's face it, it hasn't worked out.
Yeah.
And he could have been in the DMV, and maybe things go a little bit. I mean, I know things. You know, Maryland's in the tournament. I wouldn't. I'm not saying Georgetown would be in the tournament, but my point is, like, I'm not saying you do it over, but this has not worked out, and Bill Self just doesn't have seasons like this.
Hmm.
So it's a lesson in the portal too. You know, it's a lesson in the portal that you got to get the right fits. But I do like Samford. Akor, A-C-H-O-R, twice.
Yep, same
name.
He's
going to be a name that people are talking about tonight. They're incredibly balanced, five guys averaging at least 9 points per game. Watch out for the Bulldogs. Top 15 in the country in tempo. If they can frazzle DeJuan Harris, Samford will win this game. You know why? Samford's top five in the country in bench points. Kansas has no bench.
That's right. They don't. That's a good one.
Talking to John Fanta, College Hoops broadcaster, reporter for Fox, hosts the Big East shoot around. All right, let's jump ahead because we're in the weeds about what happens today. I saw you put this out on X. Who's your final four and tell us why?
UConn, most complete team in the country. They answer every question. A lot of people are saying they got a very difficult draw. I disagree. When everybody thinks one thing in this tournament, it doesn't end up being that way. For it to be a truly difficult draw, it means Iowa State, Illinois, and Auburn are going to have to get to the second weekend. I predict that two of them will not make the second weekend. There, mm-hmm. Bold prediction.
Yep.
Bold prediction there. Arizona. You know, this team early in the year went to Duke and won. They have had some stumbles in the Pac-12. I think it's easy to sometimes have. I think the Pac-12, the last 10 years, has defeated itself. In basketball, their travel partners are not good. The travel, you know, you're playing two games in 3 days, and you're having to go from Colorado to Utah, and you got to go up to Corvallis and Eugene. Like, it's just, I don't like their whole basketball strategy. And I do think sometimes it's easy to take a loss there. I do. I still think Arizona's really, really good. If Kylan Boswell is playing at a level he's capable of with Caleb Love, who's had an All-American season, Pelle Larsen has been fantastic as well on the wing. Watch out for Zona. Houston, you know, I know it's another one seed, guys. I know they got crushed in the Pac-12 final. I like teams that lose in their conference tournament. I think it's a good way to refocus. It's a good way to re-identify. At the end of the day, in the best conference in America, Houston went 30-4 this season. That's an incredible season for Kelvin Sampson. Jamal Shedd's the toughest guard in America. And then against my will, I am going Tennessee. And I feel terrible about it, but maybe that's why I'm going with it.
Tell people why you feel terrible.
Because Rick Barnes fades in the tournament.
Okay.
And it's faded for a while. But Dalton Knecht is as good of a scorer in this sport.
I agree.
He's an absolute bucket getter. And in the tournament, you've got to be able to trust somebody late in these games. But if it's not Knecht, it could be Sakai Ziegler. It could be Santiago Vescovi. Like, that team is too talented to not at least make the second weekend, to not at least get to the Elite Eight, in my humble opinion. And when you look at their region, like, they're going to get Texas, who I think is, you know, you could get the Rick Barnes Bowl in the second round. Texas or Colorado State, I don't mind it. Creighton would be tough in the Sweet 16.
Yep.
But Connect versus Shireman of Creighton would be an outstanding.
That would be awesome. Yeah, that would be
awesome. That would be an incredible Sweet 16 game. But I still would give Tennessee the slight edge because I like them defensively a little bit more, and I think they could actually make Kalkbrenner give him some fits with their athleticism and stuff. And then, you know, Purdue, if you get to the Elite Eight, if you get that far, like, yeah, absolutely Purdue can make it. But, like, Tennessee, you know, they're a team that I like the mix of defense and offense. I like Connect enough to say that I really believe that this is Barnes' best shot. And if you look at Tennessee's schedule, they played Purdue in Maui. They only lost by 4. They were in the game the entire time. And I think they're better for it. And a rematch with Purdue would make me think they've already played this team. That's a good thing for Tennessee. Purdue's not going to change who they are. You don't change who you are with Zach Edey. Tennessee can do some tinkering and could potentially avenge that loss. And there would be a storyline there if we get that matchup.
So, John, we got about a minute here. You're not subscribing to your own theory that in 9 of the last 10 years, a 7 seed or worse has made the Final Four. You're going pretty chalky there.
Yeah. You know what? They're not. Here's the thing. Not a theory, just a fact.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the facts are. I just think that the middle of the country is not very good this year. It's just my take. I don't think there's much of a difference at all between the 30th best team in the sport and the 85th best team in the sport. And you could say, well, normally that's the case. Guys, I can't pick the team. Like 7, 8, 9, 10, I tried to convince myself. I do think like a New Mexico could go on a crazy run. I think Oregon, the heater that they've caught, they could go on a real run. If there's an 8-9 winner that gives a one seed a problem, it's the winner of Mississippi State, Michigan State. Because we haven't had all four ones make the second weekend since 2019. But there's been a clear-cut top three all year. UConn, Houston, and Purdue. We haven't had a clear-cut, clear-cut in a couple of years. And I just – my gut tells me a year removed from the insane Final Four with Florida Atlantic, Miami, San Diego State, and then UConn. UConn wasn't even ranked in the – none of the Final Four last year were ranked in the preseason top 20.
Right.
Like that
right. –
that this was these were teams off the radar. I think we get a little bit more order restored in this Final Four, and I do think there's a clear-cut set of teams at the top that end up prevailing and getting there. Crazy upsets early on, 12s over 5s, 13s over 4s, but I do think the 1s and 2s power through, and I'll probably be wrong and burning everything on Friday.
All right, John, enjoy the day, man. It starts in just a few hours, and we know that you'll have a great time watching it. We appreciate the time again. Thanks so much.
Thanks, John.
Merry Christmas, guys.
Yep. That's John Fanta from Fox, host of the Big East Shootaround. You can call in right now to play March Madness, 800-636-1067, for a chance to win Jeff Lynn's ELO Tour and Chris Brown tickets. They're both playing at Capital One Arena. Bank local, cheer local in business. Every day is game day. Business is always moving up or down, but never still. That's why the Main Street Bank team treats every day like game day. Main Street Bank is a business-focused community bank proudly serving the DMV since 2004. Visit mstreetbank.com to learn how to put our team in your office. Main Street Bank, member FDIC, equal housing opportunity lender.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
It's time now for Chasing 895. The Caps lost 7-3 to the Maple Leafs last night, but Ovi had himself a night after scoring career goal number 844 in the second period. Ovi followed that up with number 845 in the third, notching consecutive multi-goal games. And the 171st of his career, Ovi scored while on a two-on-one break with Dylan Strome.
Ballantyne will carry it into the Toronto zone. And down toward Wilson behind the net. He gets involved in a crash up with McCabe. And a Leafs at center, turn it over, and Strome's numbers here, coming right side, Strome in front, waits, and a pass across to Ovechkin, he scores! Strome waits it out, Ovechkin second of the game, it's a one-goal differential, 4-3, with 13:18 to go!
That's John Walton with the call, Chasing 895, presented by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local, put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information.
There you go.
And our friends from Main Street Bank are in studio doing some video work, so
nice.
Thanks to them. And Drab put a lot of extra pressure on me. He said, don't F up the Main Street Bank read while they're here. Don't do it.
You did
good. Bad look. And I didn't. Did two of them.
Boom. Is there, like, can we bet on Ovi to get to 30? Like, is there... a total I mean, I'm goals sure,
I'm
bet
sure you
somewhere.
Could find that bet somewhere.
Like on FanDuel?
I don't know where, but you could probably find it at some book.
That's a good question. I'd have to look, but I haven't seen that.
I hope he does. I hope he gets to 30. He's now tied, by the way, with Stromer for the lead on the team, both with 23 goals
and Stromer,
on the season.
I mean, maybe expectations are different because he's not Ovi, but we all said he was having a great year.
He's having a fantastic
year. His best year of his career.
Right. Yeah. And then Ovi's just tied him in what people are thinking is his worst year.
Yeah.
Kind of put things in perspective.
Well, certainly different level of players.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. All right, we're going to play March.
By the way, really bad defense in that Dodgers-Padres
so
game. Now 15-11.
Like the worst baseball
game
defense
over.
I've ever seen.
Game over. They won it, so they split the series. All right.
All right, we're going to play March Madness. Let's go to the MGM National Harbor listener lines. See who's going to win some prizes here on the fan.
They have to name the teams that did not make the NCAA tournament.
Okay, very good.
They are actually participating in the not invited tournament, the NIT.
Yep.
All right, let's go John and Sterling.
Hi there. St. John's.
No, you don't just name random teams.
We got to give you the clue first.
Although
should we give him the buzzer? Should we give him the buzzer? That wasn't question number one.
Yeah, all right, so he's done. All right, let's go to Alton in Richmond.
Well, he would have been wrong anyway.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Yes.
St. John's turned it down. So
that's but funny.
Alton.
Yes.
Do you want to dare to answer before
Alton,
I give you the question?
Hold your horses, okay? Wait for JP to ask you the question before you answer, okay?
Okay.
Unless you want to go in blind the previous caller.
That's idiotic.
No, it is crazy.
Yeah, that is
all
crazy.
Right. This team beat Villanova last night and is based in Richmond, Virginia.
VCU.
Winner. Nice. Congratulations.
That's nice how job. Easy it is. You've won two tickets to the 11-11 tour starring Chris Brown with special guest. Yes, we know her name now. Money Long. Wednesday, July 3rd at Capital One Arena. Tickets on sale now. For tickets and more event info, go to thefandc.com/events. Those tickets courtesy of our friends at Live Nation.
All right. We have one more giveaway.
Yes, we have Jeff Lynn's ELO tour that's coming also to Capital One Arena.
All right.
Jake says this question is too hard. We'll see.
Let's go to Mike in Reston. Hey, Mike.
What's going on, guys?
Hello, Mike.
Hey, Mike. This team, I believe, was the number one seed. They have a player whose nickname is Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. They beat SMU 101-92, and here's your final hint. It's Larry Bird's alma mater.
Come on, Mikey.
That just made it easy. It's Indiana State.
Winner! Cake said 95% of our listeners wouldn't get that.
I think I'm still correct.
He's probably right.
You've won two tickets to Jeff Lynn's ELO, the Over and Out Tour, Wednesday, September 25 at Capital One Arena. Tickets are on sale Friday, March 22nd at 10 a.m. Those tickets courtesy of Live Nation. Enjoy.
All right, get your Survivor picks
Big
in
day.
To me.
You want to give out any free winners
before
12:20 or 12:15? Sorry.
On air, do I have to text it to you?
No, give it to me right now.
I am picking Brigham Young University, also known as BYU. They play a style of basketball that EB loves. They shoot three-pointers all the time.
That's
it's
what they like
they
to do.
All they do is shoot three-pointers.
Well, they're also playing Duquesne, right?
That's why I'm taking them, yes.
Yeah. So that's three people with BYU today.
Yes.
I think we should have
what else
probably have 12 or 13, maybe 14 total.
And it was $20 a man?
No, it's 10.
Is it WTA?
Yes.
Winner take all?
Yes.
Okay. What is that pool, by the way?
I've got a head-to-head with AWOD. We took 18.
You know what?
We drafted 18.
Total
you
D-gen.
Are the truest sicko degenerate that I know.
Yeah.
And I play poker at MGM a good amount. I know a lot
different,
of D-gens.
Yeah. But
you're
this is what makes me go.
You're the top 1%.
This type of stuff right here.
Going back to
this is a head to head, by the way, with AWOD, $50. Ooh. We drafted eight teams. Total amount of wins the pool.
Wow.
Going back to what we talked about earlier about Shohei Ohtani and his interpreter who's been fired, who had racked up all this gambling debt. How did he meet the guy that he owed the millions to?
Yes, how?
Playing poker.
Yes.
There you go. See? All the poker does is bring people together. That's all it does.
I'm still not convinced that wasn't Shohei doing all the betting. I mean, come on.
You're taking a fall.
You're a conspiracy guy anyway.
That is true. It's a very good point.
You don't need to connect many dots to come up with that.
I know.
I mean, you think Kate Middleton's dead.
No.
He might not be the only one.
She just ain't in that picture.
All right, B. Mitch and Finley coming up next here on 106.7 The Fan.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.